whole existence is the law of this tribe.
In the precise itself that must not be satisfied.
We are approaching a world in which I cannot find myself.
2 minutes with Ayn Rand. I don't believe in things that aren't proven, that we have no evidence of, but sometimes... sometimes I still think about what I would do if I had 2 minutes to talk to you. When someone asked me what I'd say, I said I'd rather hear you speak. I'm sure the words you would impart unto me would mean infinitely more than what I could say to you. And if I could talk to you, I wouldn't know what to say. But I know I'd have to tell you, like so many of your fans in the past, that I thank you for showing me that there are logical people in the world, that man can live by reason, that reason is a virtue, that selflessness is a virtue, that I have a right to what I earn, to what I create, to what I know to be true. I would have still been searching blindly for philosophical answers to the meaning of life if you never told me that I am worth something, that I am my own end. And it's nice to know that even when I'm surrounded by these unthinking masses, that there are people who hold their minds as their highest value out there somewhere in the world. And the fact that they exist helps me through my day. But you knew that. You wrote about these heroes over the years, and how could you manage to write gripping, 1,000-page novels about heroes that a rational mind can't help but love? And did you really find that hero in real life? Because I'm still looking. You've created these heroes, but are they just created? Does anyone else understand these values as I do? Yes, thank you for giving me the answers I've been looking for, but tell me that someone else out there found the answers too. So maybe, if those who pose this unreasonable, illogical, ethical question in the first place, if they could give me another 2 minutes so you could do some talking, maybe then you could explain to me how to get through the days when no one understands you, how to accept less than perfection, when you've seen the purity and the clarity of the thinking mind.